The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our friend Donny Meacham from OKMagazine.com joins us. Donny, are you there?
Hello. It is Wednesday. Super, super excited to be here. So much good gossip going on. But first, let me just give a shout out. I met up with Jason, who is a naughty, and his husband, Dan, here in West Hollywood. It was super. We ate at Pump. I've never been. Is that the Pump's restaurant?
Is that Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant? Oh, I love it. Who paid the check?
It was not me.
Jason, Dan, you are two of our favorite naughties. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So Kim Kardashian is praising Ariana Grande, despite the fact that Kim is now sort of seeing Pete Davidson. Remember, Ariana Grande was engaged to him. So Kim took to her Instagram stories to show off a special gift she got from Ariana. Ariana is now in the beauty business and sent Kim, who's also in the beauty business, a package of her own beauty products. Kim gushed, saying the following, quote, special delivery from Ariana and Rem Beauty. Look at this, I'm so excited. However, the person that really was excited was Northwest, who is a big fan of Ariana Grande. Kim admitted, quote, I think somebody in here is so excited. Northy, are you excited? Oh my God, I saw this. Kim gushed on the video. It's really, really, really sweet. Then Kim goes on to tell her 200 million or so followers that I love these products. She was really nice about the neutrals. She also loved the highlighters. And of course, with Ariana Grande, it's all about that eye. Kim loved the eyeliner and the mascara. Now, this could have gone either way. You have to remember that Ariana was engaged to Pete. Now Kim is sort of maybe seeing him. Is this a genius, genius PR move, Donny? Did Ariana actually send it? Did her PR people? What do you think's going on there?
This is a genius marketing ploy, because where else would Aaron got to just randomly reach out to Kim Kardashian? No, now that she's dating Pete Davidson, it's like, this is perfect. It's going to get us both out there. and it's money, it's makeup.
Right.
Everyone loves makeup.
Right, well, both of them win here. Ariana clearly wants to plug her beauty products, and if anybody's fan base loves beauty, it is Kim Kardashian, so she's preaching to the choir there. And Kim looks like a hero for opening up this package, making a video, smiling. So I think both of them are winners here, which is really the game of life. We should all be winners. You can't just have one winner, because then it's a bit of a scam. If you both win, then that is beautiful. Let me give you a little naughty tip. So in my PR days, I represented several big beauty brands. We would send the product, the new product, to all the celebrities, the big celebrities that we wanted associated with the brand, but we couldn't afford to pay them. We would send it to their publicists. And then we would leak to the magazines that Julia Roberts is a fan of this product, or Adele loves this lipstick, or they never bought it. They were sent a free product to their PR people. But this feels like it wasn't that. This feels like Ariana came up with the idea, when launching your beauty brand, the best way to market it is to get it to Kim Kardashian, and good for Kim for supporting it. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kim Kardashian praises Ariana Grande, despite the fact that she's sort of seeing Pete. We'll save that for another show. They're not really, are they? Maybe. It's sort of seeing each other. Could you praise your man's ex fiance? Oh, it's a big question today. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donny Love, what are you working on?
Well, John Mayer, he responded to a Taylor Swift fan who basically told him to go choke on something.
So
we all know Taylor and John Mayer, they dated and their breakup did not end well.
Not good.
Well, after the release of Red, the Taylor's version, John Mayer received a bunch of DMs from Swifties. And this one said, it's quite vulgar. It goes, F yourself, you ugly bee. I hope you choke on something.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, Mayer, he actually decided to respond to it, which I find lovely. He goes, hi, it's John. I've been getting so many messages like this the past couple of days. I'd have decided to choose yours at random.
Ooh.
But what I loved was his response. He goes, basically, I'm not upset. I just tend to have a curious mind and feel compelled to ask, do you really hope that I die?
Oh.
And the fan, of course, backtracked because she never thought John would actually look at her message. She was like, oh my gosh, what? I don't want you to die. And then she apologized to him. And he basically said, I understand it. But it's just so interesting because these fans, they get so wrapped up and they just send these messages and these hateful messages out. And here is living proof. She didn't actually think he was going to see it, but they do.
Mm-hmm. I would argue it's not just fans. We do this in our lives. We say things to people that we don't want them to hear. We don't really mean them. Don't say them. Don't scream nasty things at each other. How many times have you been in a row, or your friends have, and somebody said something so vicious, maybe even wishing somebody dead? You don't. You don't wish that. And if you do, you're a terrible, terrible person. Don't say this stuff. And good for John. I'm not the biggest John fan after what he did to Jessica Simpson, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Aniston. Shall I go on? So I'm not the biggest John fan, but I think here he did something really, really good. And he wasn't nasty, and he didn't tell her to die back. When somebody attacks me, I often, my instincts are just to fight back and to get nasty. No, I don't. I surround them with empathy. I was going to say love, but that's not true. With empathy. And I'm really level-headed about it. And I talk to them as an equal. And I think John did something here that was just really, really clever. And has certainly made me stop today and think about this. The next time somebody says something that they clearly don't mean, that is awful, don't attack back. And ask them if they need some help. Are you okay? How can I help you? John, this was amazing. Okay, moving along. Olivia Munn is refusing to clarify her relationship timeline with John Mulaney. So Olivia is speaking out against critics who seem to be suggesting that her timeline relationship with John doesn't actually sort of add up, and he may have
fact, still have been married when they got together in a rare interview with the LA Times. Olivia, who is pregnant with her first child with John, claimed that fan speculation about her relationship are incorrect. She said the following quote, "It's definitely not foreign for me to have people speculate incorrectly about things and to have rumours run rampant in one way." She went on to say that the only way to win for her is to pull back and not play the game at all. However, several people said, "You can play the game and we can discuss this. What's the timeline? What is the timeline? Because this doesn't really add up. There's something very suspicious about this. I think she might do well here to heed her own advice and step away. Don't say anything about this, because you can't give us half the truth. You've got to tell us the story or none whatsoever. Do you think she's making a mistake, Donnie?"
Yes, we as reporters, we can honestly look at this and from the beginning, I actually love Olivia Munn, and I've loved her since she was on the show The Newsroom. She's just a great actress, and I've always loved her. But he was in rehab for a while, and then married, and then divorced, and now she's pregnant, and it really doesn't add up, to be honest. It just, the dates don't add up.
It doesn't add up. Hey, let's move along. What's going on with Travis Scott?
Well, Nike is postponing the release of Travis Scott's new sneaker after the Astroworld tragedy. So Nike, they really decided to pull the plug for a minute on he had a new Air Max 1 and Cactus Jack release sneaker coming out. And what they said was, "Out of respect for everyone impacted by the tragic events at the Astroworld Festival, we are postponing the launch of the Air Max 1. They're not saying they're, you know, getting rid of it altogether, but they are going to postpone it. We all remember, you know, it's up to, I think, 10 people have died now following this Astroworld tragedy. It was the most recent one was a 9-year-old boy named Ezra. I have to say, Nike, they're a corporation, and corporations usually don't do amazing things. I think this is a very smart move and just a very respectful move.
Yeah, very smart. You said for a minute, I think it's going to be much longer than that. Now the lawsuits are flying. This is going to be around for a very, very long time until they go to court, until they are settled. But now there are over 100 lawsuits. There's going to be more. It was estimated 50,000 people were in that crowd. As you said, 10 people have died. This is going to be going on for a while, but I think Nike did the right, the responsible, the honourable thing here. And quickly, before we go to break, this story's so wild. Fans think Selena Gomez has confirmed that she's dating Chris Evans because of her sweater. You heard that right. So back in October, fans started to speculate that Selena and Chris were dating based on fake photographs of them hanging out in LA. Let me say that word again. The photos are fake. They are not real. However, that did not stop the fans. So then they discovered that Chris follows Selena on Instagram with about 100 million other people. So now the fans are absolutely delighted that they think Selena has confirmed that she is with Chris. Let me tell you why. So Taylor Swift, it's always about Taylor Swift, posted a video of Selena before she did SNL, and Selena is wearing a cute chunky cable knit sweater, exactly the same type of sweater that Chris famously wore in a movie, Knives Out. I know, I'm trying to thread the needle here because it's so ridiculous. So if you've ever wore a chunky cable knit sweater, apparently now you are dating Chris Evans. It is so ridiculous, but is it? I mean, I don't know, Donnie, what would happen now if they are dating? They could be. Could be. What do you think?
This rumor has been out there for a few weeks now, and I'm going to say, where there's smoke, there is fire. I really want these two to date.
I know, but that's different from them actually dating. I hit the phones because we are reporters after all. We figure that sometimes ourselves. And my sources say, no, they are not. They're enjoying the attention. The two of them think it's funny, but they're not dating. At least not yet. And we left it open. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you very much, darling. So Adele has revealed that her boyfriend got her to go out with him by pretending it was a business meeting. Is this a good idea, or is it sneaky, sneaky, sneaky? Let's have a look. Oh, 60% of the naughties think it's a good idea. I think it's adorable. It is sneaky, too. It's actually both. It's a good idea and it is sneaky. Where do you fall, Donnie?
Oh, it's a sneakily good idea. But in reality, we all do that because we're all like, oh, let's just hang out as friends. And a lot of times it's not as friends. You're interested in the person.
Whatever it takes. Hey, hooking up, going on dates. It's really hard. It takes a lot of courage to phone somebody, text somebody, email them, invite them on a date. So if you need a little bit of an excuse, a little bit of sneakiness, a little bit of shadiness to get them there, I say it is okay. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, which is at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest
of the day.
Aww. The reason this is the nicest because Carrie Ann Inaba, she's talking about her feelings regarding Derek Cuff joining the judging table of Dancing with the Stars, which we all have to learn. Talking about your feelings is a good idea, whether it's positive or sometimes can be negative. But at least you're talking
about your feelings. You're right, Donnie.
Yeah, and she had a mixed reaction, really, to him joining the table. She goes, it means we have more expertise, which is lovely. Yeah. She also said it can be a time crunch, which means they don't each get the same allotted amount of time to speak, which takes away, because these are celebrities, they love the limelight.
Yes!
You add a fourth person, they're just like, well, I get 30 seconds extra less time to talk.
Yes! Yeah. I love her honesty here.
She actually might not have to worry about it because he did come down with a breakthrough case of COVID-19, and it is unclear if he will actually partake in this season finale next week.
Oh my goodness, Carrie Ann, I think this is so interesting. And I also too think it's a good example how we can be mixed bags. It doesn't have to all be good and it doesn't have to all be bad. In fact, most people, most things in life are a mixed bag. I find it's very rare that anything's perfect or anything's just pure awful. Everything's a mixed bag. Having him there is a good thing, but it's also a down too. So you've got to balance everything in life. Stop looking for perfection, everybody, because perfection is these mixed emotions. Hey, that's our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty.
Shame.
Luann de Lesseps is revealing which housewife is the most uncool on this new girls' trip show they are doing. So Luann is spilling the juicy details about a trip to Turks and Caicos with several of the other women. She said, I didn't know Kyle Richards, but we got along really well, and I was pleasantly surprised how hysterical and how much fun she is. Luann added that every time she walked in the room, Kyle under her breath sang, money can't buy you class. No wonder Luann likes her. She also said Kenya Moore, who she didn't know that well. Kenya has a bit of a reputation, but she found her to be really, really nice. She'd heard that she was shady and a drama queen, but in reality, it was a really pleasant surprise. So let's cut to the chase. Who was the most uncool on the trip? I think you can guess. She said, I gotta say, it was Ramona Singer. No surprise there. I'm over Ramona. I'm just over it. What was fun a decade ago is now just rude. Just a rude, 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 rude. And if you're listening, Ramona, hello, hello, hello. I'm actually going to see you tonight, which is a little bit awkward. I know, it's a little bit awkward. At the opening night of Princess Diana, the musical. So hopefully we're not sitting next to each other. Hey, before we go, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
You get a Rob.
Thank you, Donnie. Sponsored by my new book, The Forward Answer, which you can buy right now on Amazon.com. Donnie, something happened yesterday. So we fell down the charts, which is exactly what does happen to books, records, everything, movies. After a couple of weeks, we popped back up yesterday. We were in like the top 100 or so yesterday. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody that's still thinking about buying the book, please, please do. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. Let me tease a little bit of what's in this book. So that voice in your head telling you you can't, you won't, you'll never do it is a voice that steals happiness and joy from millions of people around the world every single day. Can you imagine how many brilliant songs, novels, plays, cures for diseases or just happy days we have been robbed of because of this negative voice? What has it stolen from you today? That's my question. What has that negative voice stolen from you today, Donnie?
Oh, this is such a powerful statement, and really, because it's so true. Whenever I do anything, if I apply for something or if I'm up for something, I always negatively think, well, what if I don't get it? They're not gonna like me. And it makes me feel bad about myself.
Right.
So we need to start saying, what if they love me?
What if they love me? What if they love me? Because this voice will steal. It will steal dreams, hope, joy. Stop that voice. Because I got to tell you, that voice is a lie. It's a big fat lie. It was put in your head by somebody else. And now it's an echo. It's a lie. Hey, that's it for today. My goodness, I went all a Yarn Van Zandt, didn't I there, Donnie? Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen. Leave us a review if you can, and thank you for the reviews of the book. We're up to about 33, 30
44 reviews. I read them all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, let's say it all together now. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.